It's a good day today, worshiping the Lord together, purihin ang Panginoon. Sa Atlanta po, merong isang lalaking tumitingin sa mga sa Yellow Pages. Ewan ko kung may nakikita pa kayo Yellow Pages ngayon. Pero naghahanap siya ng restaurant na pwede niyang orderan, magpa-deliver ng pagkain. At nakita niya doon sa entry ay Church of God Grill. Church of God Grill. Sabi niya, maganda yata itong restaurant na to. Kaya lang, bakit Church of God ang nakalagay? So tinawagan niya yung number at sumagot nga. Sabi niya, Church of God Grill, hello. Ano pong order ninyo? Ganon. Restaurant talaga to. Opo. And we serve the best crispy fried chicken in town. Sabi, kwento mo nga sa akin, bakit Church of God Grill yung pangalan ng restaurant ninyo? Kasi po, nung nagsimula po ito, church po talaga to eh. Nagkaroon po kami ng fundraising. No? At naisip po namin, isang magandang fundraising ay mag-ihaw ng manok. No? So, nag-serve kami ng inihaw na manok ng Sunday ng gabi. Napakasarap po nung inihaw na manok. No? At nagustuhan po ng mga tao. Dumami pong order. Kaya ginawa po namin, tinanggal namin yung afternoon service para makapag-prepare po kami ng evening sa dinner. Dumami pa rin pong order. Ginawa po namin, tinanggal na po namin yung worship service. Kami po ay nagtinda na lang ng manok. Huwag na mong mangyari sa atin yun, mga kapatid. No? Naging cross-world grill. Ang title po ng mensahe natin sa araw na ito is Never Fall Away. Can you say never fall away? Okay, huwag tayong mag-fall away or huwag tayong madapa o mapalayo sa ating Panginoon. So if you have your Bibles with you, ang atin pong passage is on Hebrews chapter 3. Nasa chapter 3 na po tayo. And we'll be reading the passage. Apat na verses lang po babasahin natin for this morning, but we will be studying the whole chapter. Tumayo tayong lahat. Basahin po natin yung apat na verses na ito together. Let's read this simultaneously. Sabay-sabay po natin babasahin. Nakita niyo na po ba? Hebrews chapter 3, okay, verse 1 and 2. Okay, all together, ready, go. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in God's house. Verse 6, but Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, tayo po ay manalangin. Panginoon naming Diyos, kami po ay nagpapakumbaba sa iyong harapan. Salamat sa iyong pagkilos sa aming kalagitnaan. Dalangin naming busugin mo kami ng iyong presensya at haplusin mo ang aming mga puso, Panginoon, upang kami ay sumalig sa iyong katapatan. Ikaw ang aming matibay na muog, ikaw ang aming matibay na bato na siyang tinutuntungan upang hindi kami makilos. Nawa, Panginoon, ang bawat isang nandito ay katagpuin mo, Panginoon, katagpuin mo, upang talagang kami manatili nang may pagtiyaga at pagtitiis at may kagalakan na sumunod sa iyo. Nawa ang banal na Espiritu ang siyang gumalaw sa aming kalagitnaan, Lord. We give you thanks, we give you honor, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Isa kong malakas na palakpak sa ating Panginoon. Okay. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. So, paano kaya tayo hindi matatalisod at hindi tayo madadapa at mapapalayo sa Panginoon? Ano ba ang pwede nating gawin upang tayo ay hindi makapara, makaparis sa mga taong siguro kasabayan ninyo. Pero ngayon, hindi nyo na nakikita sa church. Nung nagsimula po ako sa Crossworld, Christ and Throne Church, or Calvary Evangelical Church, marami po kaming young people eh. At nag-aapoy po ang aming mga puso. Nung 1980s, merong matinding revival na naganap sa Pilipinas. At karamihan sa mga young people doon, talagang nag-full-time sa ministry. At marami sa mga pastor na nakikita nyo ngayon ay na-born again nung mga 1980s. And I pray that we will have the same revival. At yung nag-aalab na puso, I decided to enter the ministry. I decided to enroll in Phoebus College of Bible. Thinking that others will follow. Akala ko, marami kaming pagpo-full-time. Akala ko, maraming pupunta po sa Bible school. Only to find out na ako lang, tas dalawang kaibigan nagpumasok sa Bible school. And the rest, nagkanya-kanya na sila ng kanila mga buhay. Marami kaming kasabayan noon ng mga young people, but most of them are no longer in Crossworld. Yung iba na sa ibang church, yung iba naman ay wala na rin. So many have fallen away from the faith. Nakakalungkot. Doon nga sa parable of the sower, 1/4 lang doon ang nanatili. Yung 3/4 ay either ang salita ng Diyos ay tinangay ng kalaban, yung isa pa ay napunta sa batuhan, sumibol saglit, nung sumikat ang araw, natuyo. Yung iba naman, napunta doon sa may mga tinik-tinik at dawagan. Sumibol naman, tumubo. Kaya lang, sinakal nung mga tinik-tinik at mga damo-damo. At naging bansot, hindi na rin namunga. So, 3/4 noon ay nawala. 1/4 lang yung nanatili. Kaya nagpapasalamat tayo sa Panginoon, kayo po ay nanatili. Amen? Pwede bang batiin mo yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, congratulations. You survived. But we're not just meant to survive, we're meant to thrive. Amen? We're meant to bear fruit. So anong pwede nating matutunan dito sa aklat ng Hebreo, lalo sa chapter 3, upang hindi tayo mag-fall away. No? Never fall away. Mabasahin natin yung verse 1, itong sabi, no? Therefore, holy brothers, mga kapatiran, sabi niya mga kapatid, no? You who share in a heavenly calling, tayo mga tinawag, patungong langit. Then meron siyang binitawang kataga at napakahalaga nitong sabi niya, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. Can you say consider Jesus? Sa original po ay, ang word na ginamit ay think deeply, reflect, meditate, ponder upon. Pag-isipang maigi at yung bulay-bulayin at yung nilay-nilayin. Hindi isang theological statement, hindi isang doktrina, pero pag nilay-nilayan mo si Jesus. Bakit daw? Sapagkat siya yung apostle and high priest of our confession. So ang ating pananampalataya ay hindi nakasalig sa isang pangungusap. Ang ating pananalig ay hindi nakalapag sa isang doktrina, kundi ito'y nakapatong sa isang persona, kay Jesus. Consider Jesus. Kaya number one, para po tayo ay manatili, no, is hold fast our confidence in Christ. That's point number one. We have to hold fast our confidence in Christ. Ating panghawakang maigi, no, ang ating kumpiyansa na nakay Jesus. Bakit? Kasi napakahalaga that we consider Jesus. But sino ba si Jesus? In chapter 3, nakikita natin dito that Jesus is superior than Moses. Chapter 1, nakita natin, Jesus was superior over prophets. Chapter 2, nakita natin, over angels. Ngayon naman, nakita natin, Jesus is superior over Moses. Bakit? Kasi po si Moses, ang siyang pinaka kinikilala nilang pundador. No, hindi ho alak yun. Nagpundar, ibig sabihin nun, nagpundar ng Judaism. Moses, siya ang pasimuno niyan, no? Kaya pinakita dito ni nung writer ng Hebrews na matapat si Moses. Oo, napakahusay ni Moses. Oo. But Jesus is far more glorious and far superior than Moses. Bakit? Bakit superior si Jesus kay Moses? Na kinikilala nilang pinakadakilang lalaki sa Israel. Because Jesus is the bridge. Verse 1. Kung makita po niyo sa verse 1, ang sabi doon, si Jesus, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest. Si Moses ay prophet lang. But he never was a high priest. Pero si Jesus is the combination of both the prophet, apostle, and high priest. Si Moses, binigyan tayo ng standard. Pero si Jesus, binigyan tayo ng salvation. Si Moses, binigyan ka ng instruction, information. But only Jesus can give transformation. Moses gave us the law. But Jesus introduced us what love really is. Moses gave his time. But Jesus gave his life for you and for me. Si Moses hindi namatay para sa mga Israelita, pero si Jesus namatay hindi lang para sa mga Hudyo, kundi para sa iyo at para sa akin. Kaya siya lang yung pwedeng tulay. Si Moses hindi siya pwedeng maging tulay patungong langit. Si Jesus lang. Amen po ba? Pangalawa, hindi lamang siya bridge si Jesus, but he is the builder. In verses 3 and 4, ang sabi po dito, for Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder. Can you say builder? He is the builder of a house. The builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. Si Moses ay parte lang ng bahay. Tahanan ng mga mananampalataya. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Si Moses ay katuwang lang sa pagtatayo ng tahanan ng Diyos. He's a servant. But Jesus is the builder of the house. Kaya he's far better than Moses. Pangatlo, hindi lamang builder si Jesus, but he's the beloved. Si Moses, kahit sabihin mo na, sabi, walang katulad si Moses dahil nga in Numbers, sinabi doon na walang sino man na kinakausap ng Diyos ng mouth to mouth, lips to lips. Sabihin, nagsasalita ang Diyos ng face to face. Oo, totoo yun. Direct magsalita ang Diyos kay Moses. Pero si Moses, hindi tinawag ng Diyos na my son. Only Jesus was the beloved son. Sabi dito, now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. He is the beloved. And we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. So si Jesus po, in contrast kay Moses, si Moses servant, si Jesus son, the beloved son of God. And being the son, he is an heir. Heir, tagapagmana. Siya pong tagapagmana at siya ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng bagay. He is the creator. He is supreme over all things. Kaya ang sabi po nung writer, don't turn your eyes on Moses. Don't turn your eyes on the sacrificial system, on this temple, on this building. Don't turn your eyes on the history of Israel. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Because He's the rock of our salvation. You will not be shaken when you focus your eyes on Jesus. Di ba, matatalisod ka lang kapag ka nawala ang mata mo sa Panginoon eh. Di ba, naalala niyo si Pedro nang nakita niya si Jesus lumalakad sa dagat ng Galilea? Sa ibabaw ng dagat, nakalutang si Jesus naglalakad. Anong sabi ni Peter? Lord, if kung ikaw yan, lalakad din ako sa dagat na kasama mo. At naglakad din sa dagat si Peter, tama? At siya'y nakalakad sa tubig habang siya'y nakatitig kay Jesus. Pero nung ang kanyang mata ay napunta sa alon, nakita niya yung ulap, nakita niya yung dilim, naramdaman niya yung hangin. Nawala na ang tingin niya kay Jesus. Napunta na sa hangin, napunta sa ulap, napunta sa dagat. At nung nawala ang tingin niya kay Jesus, unti-unti siyang lumubog. Ganyan din ang mangyayari sa ating mga kapatid. We will all fall away from the faith if we don't fix our eyes on Jesus. So hold fast. Hold fast on our confidence in Jesus. Kaya sabi dun sa song eh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. So kapag ka ang mata mo nasa Panginoon, no? Lahat ng bagay sa mundo, magiging anino na lang eh. Amen po ba? So the key to your staying power is not in your faithfulness, but in the faithfulness of Jesus. Amen? The key to our perseverance, yung ating pananatili at pagtsatsaga, ay hindi doon sa lakas ng ating muscle o hindi sa tindi ng ating pananampalataya, kundi sa ating lang pagmamasid at pagtunghay sa Panginoong Jesus. Yun lang. Kasi titibay ang pananampalataya mo, the more na minamasdan mo si Jesus. Kasi the more na tinitingnan mo siya, the more na nakikilala mo siya, lalo mong nare-realize how powerful He is, how faithful He is, and that He will carry you through. Amen, mga kapatid. Amen. Kaya ang kabilin-bilinan po ng writer, pastor ng Hebrews, he's not just a good writer, no, but he's a passionate pastor. Binigyan niya tayo ng warning and exhortation na hold fast. Hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Huwag mong bibitiwan yun. At huwag mong iaalis ang mata mo sa Panginoong Jesus. Amen? Amen po ba? Kasi pag napunta na ang mata mo sa mga kapatiran, may makikita, madidisappoint ka eh. Pag natitigang mata mo sa pastor, tas bigla mong nakita si pastor, may kahinaan din pala, eh, madidismaya ka rin. Di ba? So hold fast. Amen? Can you say to your brother and sister beside you, hold fast on our confidence in Christ. Amen. So that's number one. Number two. Harden not your heart by unbelief. Huwag mo daw patigasin ang puso mo dahil sa kawalang pananampalataya. No? In verse 7 and 8, ang sabi dito, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness. Pag narinig mo daw ang tinig ng Panginoon, huwag mong patigasin ang iyong puso. Kasi ang puso natin ano ay pwedeng tumigas. In fact, the word that was used in yung hardening is sclereo. Kung saan nanggaling yung word na sclerosis. Ano yung sclerosis? It's the hardening of the artery. Kapag ang puso mo, ang mga ugat-ugat ng puso mo ay tumigas, nagbato. Ang kasunod na niyan, heart attack. Di ba? So, sclerosis of the artery. Meron din namang cirrhosis. Yung cirrhosis naman is cirrhosis of the liver. Merong ding mass na or bukol na tumitigas sa parte ng liver. So, both ways, cirrhosis or sclerosis, pareho po yan, nang ibig sabihin ay paninigas, tumitigas ang puso. Bakit tumitigas ang puso ng isang tao? Doon sa passage po makikita natin, isang bagay na nagpapatigas ang puso natin ay yung pong kasalanan na inaalagaan natin. And sometimes we're not aware of that because sin is so deceitful. It's a warning to all of us about the deceitfulness of sin. Na minsan, you're hearing the word, nakikinig ka sa salita ng Panginoon, but you have no intention of obeying, or you think na hindi naman siguro lahat kailangan gawin, or you think na, alam mo yon, you can afford to taste a bit, at makakalusot ka rin, makakalaya ka rin, malalampasan mo rin yan, no? O makakaalis ka rin yan, o madali mo namang i-give up yan, tikman ko lang naman. Sandali lang naman, pampalipas oras lang. Madali ko naman i-give up yan. Sometimes, ganun ang tingin natin sa kasalanan, na parang madali natin ipagpag. Minsan ka lang sumulyap sa pornography at akala mo, kaya mong lusutan, kaya mong labanan at kaya mong bitawan anytime. Pero yung isang sulyap na sundan, na pangalawahan, na pangatlohan, na pang-apatan, lalo pa ngayon na napakadaling i-access. It's so accessible, it's so anonymous, it's so addictive. Sin is deceitful. At magpapatigas yan sa puso. At bisa akala mo, umaattend naman ako ng church. Nakikinig naman ako ng salita ng Panginoon. Pupunta ako ng church pag Sunday. Kaya lang, if we live a double life, no? Hearing sa kanan, lalabas sa kaliwa, then sin will deceive us and it will harden our hearts. Hindi lang yung sin but pride itself. Yung pagmamataas at yung pagmamayabang na pag-aakala mo na kaya mo. That can lead to destruction, you know. Pride goes before destruction. At yan ang nangyari sa mga Hudyo. Thinking that they have Moses, thinking that they have the temple, thinking that they have everything, no, nothing could possibly go wrong. Pero nung 70 AD, nawasak ang temple. Pinersecute, hindi lang mga Kristiyano, kundi mga Hudyo. As prophesied by the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya, don't harden your heart. Harden not your heart. Amen? Alam niyo, isang matindi nagpapatigas ang puso, yung marunong kang makinig pero hindi ka marunong sumunod. Yung nakikinig ka lang kasi akala mo, pag napakinggan mo na at naisulat mo na, nagawa mo na. Yan ang matinding gap, matinding problema ng mga Kristiyano. Dahil napakinggan ko, natutunan ko, meron kang aha moment. Wow, oo nga, ang ganda ng insight. Nailagay mo ngayon sa notebook mo, sa kwaderno mo, nailagay mo yung insight. Pagkatapos nun, nakalimutan mo na. For example, last week, ang ganda ng mensahe ni Dr. Cole, Manfred Cole. Ang sabi niya, di ba, doon sa beautiful gate, doon sa temple, you know, Peter and Paul did something to the beggar, the paralytic, the Samaritan act of kindness. Diba? So, nagbigay ng instruction sa atin si Dr. Cole na this week, do something like the Samaritan. Tanong, meron bang gumawa sa atin this week? Itong nakarang linggo, mula Lunes hanggang kahapon, meron ka bang tinulungan? Nag-extend ka ba ng help? Hindi ko na patataasin ang mga kamay ninyo. But, diba? Blessed na blessed tayo ng message yung Sunday. But what happened? Did we do it? Did we actually practice it? Doing acts of kindness and goodness to other people? So kung wala tayong nagawa this week, iyan isang palatandaan na marunong tayo makinig, pero hindi tayo marunong sumunod. And that can harden our heart. We are living in a delusion that we're good. Illusion lang po yun. Pero yung hindi makita sa buhay natin, yan ang malaking kasinungalingan. No? So huwag tayo magkaroon ng spiritual pride into thinking that because I heard it, no, it's equivalent to having done it. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Amen po ba? Are we learning? Will we do it? Amen ba? Oo, naalala ko kasi yung isang pastor na nag-speak sa Phoebus nung kami estudyante. Sabi niya, officer daw siya noong high school, no? At sila yung model platoon. At doon sa model platoon na yon, siya yung pinaka-platoon guide. Diba sa platoon, nandun yung, sa unang-una yung, ano, yung platoon guide eh. Bukod doon sa platoon leader, meron platoon guide. Eh dahil model platoon sila, talagang meron silang mga drill. Eh ang daming nanonood. Meron silang fancy drill. Diba? Sino mga nag-officer dito at mga nag-CAT dati? Diba? Diba may mga marcha-marcha na eh. Hop, hop, hop. 2, 3, 4, hop, di ba? Tapos pagka tinatawag na may mga command, di ba, na baka do! Ganyan, di ba? Tapos meron pang lubiko sa kaliwa, lubiko sa kanan, di ba? Habang nagmamarch, hop, 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 iko sa kaliwa, iko sa kanan. Yan. Pero meron ding fancy drill na ano, di ba? Habang nagmamarching ganyan, magkabilang panig, lumiko, kaliwat kanan, ang gitna ay bumalikan. Naalala nyo yan? Naalala nyo ba yan? Magkabilang panig, lumiko, kaliwat kanan, ang gitna ay bumalik. Fancy drill yun eh. Tapos talaga, bumubuka yung platoon, tapos bumabalik na ganyan, palakpakan yung mga tao, palakpakan yung mga tao. Galing, 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 galing. Eh, proud na proud siya, sabi niya gano'n. Siya yung platoon guide eh. Talagang proud na proud siya. Marcha na siya na marcha ng ganyan, no? Tuwa-tuwa siya. Ang tenga niya pumapalakpak kasi ha-ha-ha yung mga tao sa kanya. Nagbigay ng command yung platoon leader, hindi niya narinig, no? Kaya ang gawa, dire-diretso ngayon siya. Samantala yung buong platoon doon patuho. Hiyang-hiya ho siya. Kasi nga eh naligaw siya ng landas. Siya yung model platoon guide, no? Pero dahil he listened because of pride. He has hard of hearing. And dahil hard of hearing, hard of obeying. Can never harden your hearts by unbelief. And unbelief is fueled by pride. Yung kaya ko sa sarili ko. That's dangerous. So, deceitfulness of sin, verse 9 and 10, discontentment and doubts. Kasi sabi dito, sabi ng Panginoon, kagaya nga daw sabi daw ng Holy Spirit, your fathers put me to test. They saw my works for 40 years, but they tried me, they tested me, therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, they have not known my ways. Itong henerasyon na to, talagang ako'y sinubok ako nito. Sabi ng Panginoon, sinubok ako nito mga ito. At ako'y talagang na-provoke. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, na-provoke ako, na-inis ako, parang ganyan. O napagalit ako ng henerasyon na ito. No, bakit? Sapagkat ang puso nila ay malayo sa akin. Kasi akala mo bang, misa akala mo, ang kailangan lang eh, kayo'y mailigtas doon sa anghel ng kamatayan. Dapat ang bahay ninyo'y mapula-pula ng dugo para maligtas kayo ang inyong mga panganay. At pagkatapos yan, kailangan lang, mailikas kayo ng Ehipto. Mailabas kayo ng Ehipto. At pagkatapos yun, maitawid lang kayo ng dagat. Eh, okay na. Solve na tayo. Sige, bahala na kayo sa mga buhay ninyo. Misa akala natin, ganun lang yun eh. Pero that's just part of the whole picture of what God wants to accomplish in the lives of the Jews. Minsan tayo mga mananampalataya, ganun din ang sinasabi natin sa mga sinishare natin ng gospel. Oh, kailangan lang naman tanggapin mo si Jesus. No? Yung mga bagay-bagay, mga discipleship, huwag munang problemahin yan. Yung mga training-training, huwag munang problemahin yan. Yung mga membership class, huwag munang attendan yan. Ang mahalaga, maging Christian ka lang. Ang mahalaga, no, tanggapin mo si Jesus sa puso mo, makarating ka sa langit. Yun ang importante. Pero yung pagsunod, huwag mo na masyadong problemahin yan. Sometimes we're presenting a very simple gospel. Kaya yung mga tao, akala nila, pag tinanggap mo si Jesus bilang tagapagligtas, bah, solve na ang mga problema mo. Kasi patungo ka na sa langit. Di ba? No need for commitments. No need for obligations. No need for duties to do. Wala ka nang kailangang intindihin pa. It's easy believism. Kaya itong mga Hudyo na ito, nung inilika sila doon sa Ehipto, no? Naitawid sila ng dagat na pula pagdating sa ilang, no? Ay, ang dami nilang reklamo. Di ba? Sabi nila, Moses, sa kalaban namin, dadali mo kami sa promised land, bakit ganito? Buti pa doon sa Ehipto, libre ang isda. Buti pa sa Ehipto, mura ang sibuyas. Buti pa doon sa Ehipto, may mga pipino, may bawang, no? At may milon, may pakwan, no? At mura ang lahat ng bilihin. Dito din alam mo kami sa disyerto. Ano ba meron dito? Wala kaming makitang iba. Puro na lang itong sawa-sawa na kami sa mana. These people were so ungrateful. Alam mo, pinalaya ka na at lahat. Tapos ang dayo pang reklamo. They are so discontented. They are so dissatisfied with life. Mga ingrato, ingrata. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon eh, sa lahat ng mga nandito, 2.5 billion na nandito, yung 20 years old, pataas, lahat yan hindi papasok sa promised land. Or 21 pataas, 20 years old and below lang yung papasok. Kasi nga, ginalit ninyo ako dahil sa inyong kawalang pasasalamat. You're doubtful and ungrateful people. That can harden our hearts. Kapag nakikita natin puro kapangitan, puro nakikita natin puro pagsubok, we are embittered by trials, we are not so happy with what God is doing, we don't trust God. Bottom line yan, you don't really trust the goodness of God. Kaya they fell away. Discontentment and doubt. At pangatlo, no? Is disobedience. Disobedience. Sabi dito, take care, brothers, verse 12 and 13, lest there be any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Kapag ka ikaw ay na daya ng kasalanan at meron kang ungrateful spirit and you doubt God, that will lead to disobedience. Di ba, sabi nga eh, nung pinakita ng Panginoon sa 12 espiya yung promised land, talagang flowing with milk and honey. Tapos nakapita sila ng ubas at yung ubas, isang cluster ng ubas, kailangan pasanin ng 2 tao. Isang cluster yun, ha, ng ubas. At napaka taba ng lupa, napakaganda ng mga bukirin, bagay na bagay sa pastulan, bagay na bagay tirhan. Sabi ng Panginoon, yan ang aking ipamamana sa inyo. Sabi ni Joshua at ni Caleb, atin ang sakupin ng lugar. Sabi ng mga Hudyo, mga Israelita, nung 10 spies, wag, kaya ganun, wag. Para tayong mga tipaklong sa harapan ng mga higanting ito. And because of, you know, 2 lang yung nagsabi na maganda yung lupa, 10 yung nagsabi na nakakatakot, nahawa po yung buong community. And because of that, God was so angered that He decided that they will not enter the promised land. Rebellion, disobedience, is the result of a hardened heart. Kaya kapatid, wag nawang mapatigas ang puso mo, no, ng kasalanan o ng mga distraction sa mundo. Ang mga distraction sa mundo are not necessarily evil. There are distractions that are so good, you cannot even consider them as sin. Hindi naman siya kasalanan. Hindi naman siya bawal. Kaya lang, if that is taking your heart away from the Lord, then that becomes an idol. Kung tumatabang ang alab ng puso mo, ang pagmamahal mo sa Panginoon dahil sa mga magagandang mga bagay na ito, at matitinding mga libangan na ito, then that can also harden your heart. Kasi hindi naman lahat ng bagay na nakapagpapalayo sa iyo sa Panginoon, masasamang mga bagay. Meron ding mga magagandang bagay na hilig mo at gusto mo at hindi naman siya kasalanan, no? Pero dahil nahumaling na ang puso mo doon, nanamlay na ang pag-ibig mo sa Panginoon. At hindi na maalab at hindi na masigla ang iyong participation sa mga gawain ng Panginoon. Why? Because there are other things that keeps you attentive. And other things that keep you energized. Other things that, you know, sparks your interest. Pero ang puso mo, matamlay na. Ang puso mo, matabang na sa harap ng Panginoon. That can harden your heart as well. Another thing that can harden your heart is yung trials na dumarating sa buhay mo na sa halip na pagtiwalaan mo ang Panginoon, your heart is embittered. Ang puso mo ay nasaktan, nasugatan. So, ang pakiramdam mo, malayo ang Panginoon sa iyo. So, dahil dun sa offense na yan, dahil sa sama ng loob na yan, then dumalayo ang puso mo sa Panginoon. That can harden your heart. Anong nagpapatigas ang puso mo, kapatid? I just pray that God will reveal to you what is causing your heart to be hardened. Kasi anytime pag tumigas ang artery ng puso natin, that can lead to a heart attack. That can lead to a falling away from the faith. So that's the second. Harden not your hearts by unbelief. Pangatlo, help encourage one another daily. Help encourage one another daily. Look at verse 13. Anong sabi sa verse 13? But exhort one another every day. Exhort one another every day. Yung pong salitang exhort dito, exhort, ay ito po yung word na ginamit sa Holy Spirit. Exhorter, counselor, comforter, parakaleo. Parakaleo sa original na lingwahe po ay to call alongside with. Yung tinawag ka para tabihan mo at bigyan mo ng comfort at bigyan mo ng encouragement, inspiration yung tao. So para daw hindi tayo mag-fall away, ang kailangan natin is we need to encourage one another. Gano daw kadalas? Mga kapatid, gano daw kadalas ayon sa salita ng Diyos? Daily. Sabi dito, but exhort one another every day. Wow! Hindi sinabi dito na exhort one another weekly. Kita tayo every Sunday, mag-encourage tayo sa isa't isa weekly. Hindi rin monthly. But daily. So this is a daily thing. As long as it is called today. Kaya mahalaga yung today. That none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. There are three things na component ng parakaleo. No, yung una is empathize. No? Empathize, meaning bringing comfort, validation. Magbigay ng kaaliwan sa kapatid. Lalo yung maramdaman mo, yung medyo tumatagilid na ang pananampalataya o kaya ay dinadapuan ng napakaraming pagsubok o maraming sakit. They need encouragement. They need comfort. No? Pangalawa, hindi lamang comfort, but encouragement. Pangalawa is encourage. Inspire. Ang ibig sabihin ng encourage ay infuse courage. Kung napanghihinaan ng loob at nawawala na ang tatag ng kalooban, ikaw bilang kapatid, pwede bang buhusan mo siya ng katapangan? Pukawin mo ang kanyang espiritu at bigyan mo siyang sigla muli sa kanyang pananampalataya. That's you encourage. No? At hindi lang encourage, but exhort in verse 15. So verse 15, ang pagkakasabi doon as exhortation is you admonish. Sa Tagalog ay ipamungkahi mo or himukin mo. Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Himukin sa Tagalog. So meron ka ng comfort, yung tatapikin mo sa balikat. Meron kang encouragement, yung palalakasin mong loob. At pangatlo, merong exhortation. Ibig sabihin yan, ipagtutulakan mo. Hihimukin mo, hahatakin mo. Hindi mo pababayaang nandun sa dilim, hindi mo pababayaang nandun sa ginaw. Hahatakin mo siya pabalik ng liwanag. Hahatakin mo siya pabalik kung saan nandoon ang presensya ng Panginoon. Amen. So as brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility to one another to encourage each other. Daily. Daily, mga kapatid. Every day. Kahapon ay nasa youth something, Alpha Youth, yung ilang mga kabataan natin, and I asked them, ano bang mga natutunan nyo doon? No? At sabi, ang natutunan nila, actually, dalawang grupo natin, isang nagpunta sa Taytay para aralin yung DBBS, Disciples Camp or DBS. At yung another group ay nagpunta sa CCF for the youth seminar on understanding the Filipino youth. At merong statistics na binigay doon sa kahapon. At ito ang kanilang natuklasan. Yun daw Filipino youth, young people natin, 60% of them are open to the gospel. 60% ng mga kabataan natin, bukas sa ebanghelyo. But only 18%, 18% are engaged with the scriptures, with the Christian fellowship, with discipleship. 18% lang. Lalo pang kumonte. And then there's a striking comment na binanggit kahapon doon na it takes 4 people to help 1 young person to be engaged with the Bible. Kailangan ng 4 na tao para mahimok ang isang kabataan na magbasa ng Biblia, magbulay-bulay ng Biblia, at ganapin kung anong sinasabi ng Biblia. It takes 4 persons. So akala natin, pagka may live group, okay na. Di ba? Parang may leader naman siya eh. Pero para pala mag-engage ng todo ang isang young person, ang isang youth natin, kailangan ng 4. 4 na mentors. Para masiguro natin na talagang itong mga kabataan natin will be radical for Jesus. Tanong, sinong nag-i-influence sa'yo to read the scriptures? Sinong influencer ng buhay mo? Sino nag-mentor sa'yo? Sino nagpapaalala sa'yo? Nag-devotion ka na ba? Sino nag-i-inspire sa'yo para magtuloy ka sa paglalakad? Kahit may mga, minsan may mga doubts, may mga setbacks. Minsan may mga failures. But who's the one encouraging you? Who's mentoring you? At kung when we look around, ang tanong natin, sino nagme-mentor kaya doon sa isang kapatid? Minsan natin lang ng church, wala namang kumakausap. Uuwi lang siya mag-isa, wala rin kumakausap. So imagine mo yon, yung isang Kristiyano pupunta ng church, tapos wala siyang group, walang kumakausap sa kanya, tapos uuwi mag-isa. Sooner or later, no, itong kapatid na to, talagang mapapatianod na lang din sa takbo ng mundo. Kasi we need to anchor our faith on the Lord Jesus Christ together. Mahirap umangkla sa Panginoon na mag-isa. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, kailangan kita. Kung gaano, hindi ko alam. But basta kailangan kita. Kailangan natin ang isa't isa. So nakita natin to mga kapatid. Okay? we see here that God allowed the Jews to go through the wilderness for 40 years for a reason. Pagka nga tinatanong, di ba, from Egypt, ilang araw lang para makarating ka ng Israel, ng Promised Land? 11 days lang eh. Yung walang tigil na lakad, 11 days makakarating ka doon sa Promised Land. Pero sabi ng Lord, huwag natin i-shortcut. Kasi baka pagka dito natin isinubo sa mga Filisteo, baka makakita ng giyera, panghinahan ng loob, bumalik ng Ehipto. Idaan natin sa disyerto. Idadaan ko sa disyerto. Dito sila muna sa desert. Nang sa ganon, matrain sila. Sometimes we despise wilderness. We don't want wilderness. Parang iniisip natin, ba't kailangan ba ng ilang, ng disyerto? But for Moses, it was necessary. It was essential for Moses. Yung 40 years niya, na siya'y naburo sa wilderness, sa disyerto, kailangan niya yun eh. Para mawala ang yabang niya, para itabi niyang lahat ng mga alam niya, at para nang sa ganun, maging bukas siya kung ano man ang pagagawa ng Diyos sa kanya. Kasi nung bata-bata siya, he took matters into his own hands. Tsaka bosing-bosing ang dating. Walang kababaang loob. Kaya ang ginawa ng Diyos, 40 years siya. Sa ilang. 40 years. Kaya ang Panginoon, walang shortcuts eh. You have to go through the process. And then, ang buong mga bayan ng Israel, 2.5 billion in all, went through the wilderness for 40 years din. Bakit? Kasi nga walang shortcut. Kailangan dunubaan dun eh. And even Jesus went through the wilderness for 40 days. Eh, 40 days lang kasi hindi naman pwedeng 40 years si Jesus sa wilderness kasi at age 33, mamamatay na siya. So, 40 days in the wilderness. So, minsan, pinapayagan ng Diyos, hindi pala minsan, madalas, pinapayagan ng Diyos na dumaan tayo sa ilang, sa wilderness for a reason. You know, God creates something out of nothing. And if God wants to use something, anything that God wants to use, He reduces to nothing before He can even use them. Kaya the wilderness is God's crucible to reduce you to nothing. The wilderness is God's furnace para lahat ng pinagsasaligan mo, lahat ng pinagtitiwalaan mo, lahat ng familiar sa iyo eh buburahin lahat ng Panginoon para ang iyong tiwala at ang iyong pananalig ay matuon lang sa kanya. Kaya itong chapter 3 ng Hebrews ay dinaan ng Diyos sa ilang ang mga Israelita and the Lord tested the Jews. Most of them failed. They rebelled against the Lord. But God had a remnant. Meron laging nananatili. Sabi nga, what's lost is painful, but what's left is powerful. Yung natira, yun ang matibay at yun ang ginamit ng Panginoon. Kaya nga, yung 40 years sa wilderness, yan ang pagsasanay na ginawa. Yung 20 years old and below, yung next generation, bago sila pumasok ng Promised Land, alam mo sabi nila kay Joshua, kung anong sabihin mo, gagawin namin. Pag may susuway sa'yo, kami na papatay. Kami na. Pag may nag-rebelde sa'yo, kami na ang uutas. Bakit? Kasi for 40 years nakita namin, isang araw-araw may namamatay eh, dahil sa pagre-rebelde. For 40 years nakita namin sa katigasan ng ulo ng mga ninuno namin, ng mga magulang namin, na puno ang disyerto ng mga kalansay, ng mga Hudyong nagrebelde, matigas ang puso, lumaban sa Diyos, hindi nagtiwala, na-distract, matamlay, malabnaw ang pananampalataya, nagkamatay sa disyerto. Kaya Joshua, sabihin mo lang, susunod kami. Anything na pinagagawa ng Diyos sa iyo, susunod kami all out, all the way. No one will rebel against you. And true enough, the 40 years in the wilderness, God used that to prepare the next generation to conquer the promised land. At na-conquer ni Joshua. Kaya mga kapatid, essential ang wilderness. Kailangan ng wilderness. Kailangan ng disyerto. At pagkatapos kang pandayin ng Diyos sa disyerto na yan, lalabas ka dyan ng mas matibay kaysa dati. Lalabas ka dyan ng mas may buong pananampalataya sa Panginoon kaysa dati. Lalabas ka dyan na mas kagamit-gamit para sa kanyang kaharian. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Kaya even if you don't see anything happening in your life right now as if you're in the wilderness, even if you don't feel healing is coming, even if you don't see, no, that, you know, something good is happening in your life, God is still at work. Amen? Even in the wilderness. Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon, mga kapatid. Tayo po'y tumayo sa harapan ng Panginoon. And let me just summarize everything. So number one, you have to hold fast our confidence in Christ. Consider Jesus. Look to Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Pangalawa, harden not your hearts. Huwag patigasin ang puso ng disobedience, ng distractions, ng discontentment and doubts. At pangatlo, help encourage one another daily. If you want to finish well, and if you want to finish strong, and to be faithful until the end, turn your eyes on Jesus. Take care of your heart, always. And then help another person be strengthened in the Lord. Amen. Sige po, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa oras na ito kami lumalapit sa iyo. Nagpapasalamat kami sa iyong mga paalaala sa amin. Lord, walang mga persecution kaming nararanasan. Pero merong matinding ginagamit si Satanas laban sa amin. At ay distractions, mga bagay na umaagaw ng aming pansin, mga bagay na naglilibang sa amin, mga libangan. And Lord, sometimes we could finish a 16-episode Korean novella in 2 days. So many distractions. Lord, forgive us. Because slowly, our hearts are falling away from you. Kapatid, if you are this person, you've been distracted by the world. Distracted by social media. Distracted by so many things that this world can offer. To keep you awake, to keep you alert, to keep you entertained. And you're saying, Lord, forgive me. My heart is being hardened by this distraction. Can you raise your hand? If you're saying, Lord, please help me. I'm distracted. Yes, yes, I see your hands. I see your hands. I see your hands. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. Is there anyone here? Your heart is being hardened by discouragement. You're doubting na, the trials that come your way is embittering you. Pumapait na ang pakiramdam mo dahil sa mga trials na dumarating sa iyong buhay. And that is slowly moving you away from the Lord. Meron ba dito na nahihirapang magtiwala sa Panginoon because of a trial or a discouragement? Just raise your hand. Yes. Yes, I see your hand. Yeah. You can put it down now. Hallelujah. Meron ba sa atin dito? You have a spirit of ungratefulness. When you look around, you look at what others have, You envy. You don't appreciate what you have. But you're jealous of others. And because of that, hindi ka makapagpasalamat sa Lord. And that leads to depression. Just be honest with the Lord. Are you that person? Lord, please, deliver me. Deliver me from discontentment and doubts. Just raise your hand. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God sees you. God sees you. Hallelujah. Pwede na baba mga kamay. Amen. Meron ba nagsasabi sa atin dito, Lord, I want to finish well. I want to be faithful until the end. Can you just raise your hand? Help me, Lord, to be faithful until the end. To turn my eyes on you. To fix my gaze on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Baba na mga kamay. And finally, is there anyone here? You are walking through the wilderness right now. Nothing is happening. You feel nothing. You see nothing. Nothing is moving. And you feel dry. You feel empty. Are you in the wilderness right now? And you're asking God, Lord, can you show up? I want to see you as a miracle worker, the way maker, the promise keeper. I want to see you as the light in the darkness. If this is your prayer, raise your hand. Nasa ilang ka ngayon, nasa disyerto ka ngayon. And you want the Spirit of God to revive your soul. God is here. God is here. Yes. Yes. Amen. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. Those who raise their hands, can you, if you want, you can come here in front and together let's worship the Lord and let's give glory to Him, believing that He will show up, He will manifest Himself. Lapit po tayo dito sa harapan, lahat ng mga nagtaas ng kamay, and we'll be praying for you. Hallelujah. As we worship the song, as we worship with the song,
touching every heart, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Keep coming, mga kapatid. Just come here.
You are here, building us around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you.
Oh, let's worship the Lord.
I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Pwedeng ilagay natin ating mga kamay sa ating dibdib, malapit sa ating puso. Sumunod kayo sa panalangin na ito. Sabi mo, Panginoong Jesus, hawakan mo ang aking puso. Palambutin mo po ito, Panginoon. Patawarin mo po ako dahil pinahintulutan ko ang mundo na patakbuhin ang pusong ito. Patawarin mo ako, Panginoon, dahil ang pusong ito ay tumitibok sa mga bagay na hindi mo gusto. Hugasan mo ako ng iyong dugo. Isinusuko ko sa iyo ang anumang bagay, kasalanan, kawalang pasasalamat, pagdududa, isinusuko ko sa iyo ang kapaitan, pagraramdam, isinusuko ko sa iyo maging ang mga magagandang bagay. Magagandang bagay. Pero nakapagpapalayo sa akin sa iyo. Patawad, Panginoon. Hawakan mo ang aking puso. Selyuhan mo ito. Ayoko nang mapalayo sa iyo, Panginoon. Punuin mo ng iyong pag-ibig. Punuin mo ng iyong apoy ang aking puso, Panginoon. At nais kitang maranasan. Nais kitang makita. Nais kita, Panginoon Diyos, sa aking buhay. Salamat po, Panginoon. Let me pray for you, Lord God. I pray for my brothers and sisters right now. Lord, I pray for revival. I pray, Lord God, rekindle the first love. Ang unang pag-ibig ng aking kapatid sa iyo, Lord God, rekindle it. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit, Lord, rekindle the heart. May this heart beat for you alone, Lord. Set my brother, my sister on fire for you. At gamitin mo ang aking kapatid na ito, Lord God. Gamitin mo ang aking kapatid na ito. Na tagapag-akay ng iba. Taga-encourage ng iba. Use my brother, use my sister, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here who needs a miracle from the Lord? Can you just raise your hand? You need a miracle from God. Sabi mo, Lord, kailangan ko ng himala. Kailangan ko ng himala mula sa iyong kamay. I need healing. If you need healing from God, raise your hand. If you need a breakthrough in your studies, hindi ka makapag-aral, wala kang pang-enroll. If you need a miracle from God, just raise your hand. If you need, you know, God to make a way for you. Isang bagay na hindi magawa ng paraan, kahit anong plano, kahit anong pagpupursige, kahit anong koneksyon, nothing is happening. You need a miracle for your child to be changed. You need a miracle for your family to come to the Lord. Just raise your hand. Kapatid, maniwala ka sa Panginoon. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The same God who answered prayers before is the same God who answers prayer right now. The same God who healed sicknesses before is the same God that we have today. He can heal your sickness. The same God. We have the same God. Amen. You trust Him. You trust Him. Hallelujah. You trust Him. Hallelujah. Pagtiwalaan mong Panginoon for your miracle. Receive your miracle right now. Receive your miracle right now. That even if you don't see anything, God is at work. Amen? Even if.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness,
God. Thank God. Chorus.
Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness.
Your children, then
you hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then, you are providing now. You are the same God,
you are
the same God. You move in power then, God move in power now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You are a healer now. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are a savior then. You are a savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness.
Touch your people once again. touch your people once again, Lord. Let the fire spread, Lord. Faithful, O Lord. Oh God, you are faithful.
Oh God, my God, I need you.
Oh Lord, you are faithful.
Jesus, how I need you now.
Yes, O Lord.
Oh Rock, oh Rock, oh Jesus. I'm standing on your faithfulness.
Touch your people.
Oh, your faithfulness. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, Rock, oh, Rock, oh, Faithless, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is here. Lord is here. And He is healing you right now. He is healing you right now. The Lord is opening doors for you. The Lord's favor is upon you. Give your all to the Lord. No reservations.
Yes, Lord.
No inhibitions. Give everything to the Lord. Huwag ka na magtira ng sayo. Everything belongs to the Lord. He's worthy. 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 So, Lord, thank you. Touch your people once again, Lord. Touch your people once again. Amen. Lord Jesus. Can you embrace the person beside you, lalaki sa lalaki, babae sa babae? Can you just share the love of the Lord and let the Lord touch you? No, with your through your brother, encourage one another. Can you encourage one another? Encourage one another. Let's encourage one another. Can we? Yeah. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Just be strong. Never give up. Never ever give up. Amen. Slowly we can now go back to our seats. Let's have some moment of reflection. This is our time to reflect together, and pwede mong gamitin to sa pamilya ninyo when you gather together as a family. What is causing you to fall away from your faith? What is hardening your heart? Anong nagpapatigas ng puso mo, kapatid?
And number two, what will you do to turn your eyes on Jesus in the midst of many distractions? And you have an assignment this week. Who are you going to encourage and exhort daily this week? So you have an assignment this week. You need to encourage one person every day. The Lord will bring you someone in your mind. So you have an assignment from the Lord. But beginning today, you will send messages of encouragement every day sa isang kapatid to encourage him or her. Let's have a minute or two while the keyboard is playing.